Today is the first day of the rest of your life. So let's spend it living and not just going through the motions. Sometimes we need to take a fresh new look at things in order to expand our horizons. This is Spiritual Awakenings, the show that shines a light on your pathway, leading you to a more fulfilled life. I'm your host, Drew Pillow. Join me.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's 5 o'clock p.m. on the East Coast, and I hope you're having a wonderful day today, as I am. I am your host, Drew Pillow, and today in the virtual studio on Psychic Sundays, the show that allows you the opportunity to have a free psychic reading and participate in some very spiritual discussions. Today we're live with Jen Green and Jenny McDaniel. And Jen Green, Nashville's astrologer, Jenny McDaniel, massage therapist, psychic medium, and more. I'm not giving you their whole resume, but that's just a brief summary introduction. So without any further from me, hello, ladies. How are you today?
Doing good. Thanks, Drew. How are you?
Great.
Wonderful.
How about you, Jen? Well, Jen. Did we lose you, Jen?
I have a little bit of action going on.
Oh, boy.
Can you hear me? Now I can.
Yeah, a little bit there, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Today's show, I'm going to read this. Today's show is an entertaining, informative discussion of everything spiritual, from psychic phenomena, astrology, and more. The insight is deep, the atmosphere is relaxed, and the calls are free. I mentioned my guest today, and I think we lost Jen. Jen, did we lose you? Yeah, she'll call back in. You do have the opportunity, if you're listening to the sound of our voice, thank you, on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio, you can call in. Our call-in number is 424-258-9300. There's a chat room set up at blogtalkradio.com/DPRpresents, and you can join in. You can chat away with us, and you can call in. We have callers already waiting, and we're going to get to them shortly. I want to introduce today's topic, because today, in between our calls, we're going to have this awesome topic. We're going to talk about what happened. I heard "oh man." Is it my breath? Can you hear me okay? Roll call. Who's with me? Is it just me?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me now? Yeah. Yep.
Yes. That was
okay. Good. Thanks. Am I coming in clear?
Yeah, clear. Over.
Loud and clear.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I am Nashville's astrologer, Jennifer Green. If I've kind of missed out on what's going on, but I'm here now and I'm happy to share my time with you. Very much. I enjoy them. I think everyone makes a great team. It's going to be a great show. Yes.
Groovy. Groovy indeed. Today we're going to talk about the moon. The old La Luna. Why is the moon? The moon is a hunk of cheese. Why does it matter, ladies? Why are we talking about the moon today?
You want to go, Jen?
We're going to have in and outs with Jen today.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm not the moon expert by any mean, and Jen will definitely, when she gets back on the line, be able to fill us in some more. But it's related to your emotions. And it's very sensual energy. The sun is very bright and hot and fiery. The moon is very watery, and it's associated with the feminine, many things really. But what's really fun is if you ever went to Cafe Astrology or astrologycafe.com and you put in your birthday and you put in when you were born, it will tell you where your moon sign is. For example, mine's in Capricorn, which they're noted to be relatively organized and business oriented, which I'm not all the time, but the moon is the energy you project in the evening. Like your sun sign is who you are, your big personality, but the moon, when you find out where your moon sits, you can have a little bit more insight into your evening behavior. If you were to date somebody, you always want to know where their moon sign is. Their sun sign's great, but if you're going to be with someone in the evenings, you want to know where that sits, because you want to be compatible with that.
What was that website called? I'm bringing Jen back in. What's that website? I'm going to it.
It's either Cafe Astrology or astrologycafe.com. I get them mixed up. It might be Cafe Astrology.
Astrology Cafe Moonsign.
Astrology Cafe.
I'm thinking. I'm guessing. I don't know nothing. Here's Jen Green. Let's bring her back in. Jennifer Green, are you with us?
I am here. Thank you guys for having me. And now I'm going to enjoy the rest of the show with you guys.
Excellent.
Can you guys hear me good?
So this website.
Yeah, you're good.
We're listening to this. We were talking about a website. We're talking about the moon and moon signs and how you can tell what your moon sign is and why is it even important. So right now I just went to cafeastrology.com so I can type in whatever I need to do so I can know what my moon sign is.
Yeah, if you go to free birth charts or natal charts, it'll you click on natal charts and it'll let you put in your name, your gender, your birthday, and the time you were born, and it will pop it up for you really quick.
Oh, nice.
But Jen, where's your moon sign?
Well, it being calculated like that, I've never did that before. I have, because of my heritage, I have learned in a different, I've learned it in a different form.
Technique.
So,
technique. Very good.
So my, I'm fascinated to hear the this version, and I think it's more where you have to correct me, Jenny. We learn in the Eastern Hemisphere. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. I think we're Western. Yeah, I think.
And it's we all learn the same things, but we learn different ways and different meanings. So I'm very curious to know what my moon sign is on American term, on Eastern term. My moon sign
In your trainings, what does the moon represent for you? Have you ran across many different, I'm sure you have, many different ideas or feelings or emotions, or what does it represent to you? Because in traditional, and I'm not an astrologer by any means, but I've looked into it a little bit. I'm curious. I'm fascinated. And I guess the Western astrology, I don't know how to say it. The moon represents sensuality and the feminine and emotion space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very watery compared to the sun, which, of course, is fiery. What is your take on it?
All of that is through the same knowledge of the moon. The moon is a feminine energy. The moon has the moon affects us in so many ways. The reason, first of all, the moon, we recognize the power of the moon, how it controls the tides of the water every single day. It has the power, the gravitational pull.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be reminded, if the moon is affecting the gravitational pull on Earth with the water, and a human body is made up of about 70% water. Look at the effect.
Mm-hmm.
Why would it not affect water as well? Because we are water. We are made of water. So we understand how powerful the moon is within itself. And there was a time, I want to say it was back in the 50s or 60s, and I can't say 100%, where Americans shot missiles to the moon to clear their myth that the moon was not, to see what the moon was made of. And the myth was that the moon is here from aliens, and it's not actually, in a sense, technically alive, because when they shot the missile, the moon itself rang for several hours, making the sound as if it was completely hollow. The moon affects us in, which I don't feel that it was put by aliens. My God put everything there for a reason and a purpose in His divine alignment. The moon.
So does the moon? I was going to say, does the phases of the moon and like affect people's moods and emotions and stuff like that? Like the full moon makes people crazy, and the new moon makes people calm. Is that really true? Does it have more to do with your zodiac sign, or does it affect everybody in general?
No, it affects everyone in general. We're here to say the moon makes you go crazy. It is because still today, psychiatric hospitals count, see where the moon's at, and when they know when the full moon is approaching, they've studied. All the patients would become heightened at that time, and it would be much more dramatic out of their normal routine. We know that women have babies more inside the full moon.
Whoa.
Women have babies more, so hospitals, but always become busier during a full moon. And I want to say, Jenny, and correct me if I'm wrong, I want to say you could even probably see that during the time that you give massages during the full moon, that everyone's emotions are heightened. And
yes, and my clients' emotions are generally heightened, so they definitely get a little more heightened. But I'll tell you what job I had when I noticed it the most is when I bartended. When I bartended, people got crazy and drink extra and just act wild. And I do have some psychiatric nurse friends on Facebook. They live in Michigan. And they're like, you know, they joke about it, but they're like, well, oops, full moon. I think I'm going to have to take a sick day or, you know, take a day off. I'm not going to be able to hang tonight and emotionally deal with it because they get crazy.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So it affects so many things.
I looked up I plugged my information in at cafeastrology.com. I think I did it right. And now I have this chart in front of me. I don't know. I don't understand. The sun in Scorpio. Is that what I'm looking for? Well, I'm looking for where's my moon? Moon in Sagittarius. Oh my God, that's bad.
No, that's bad. Good. Where's your sun, Drew? Leo?
What'd
you say
hold on. Hold on. I got to find it again. The sun's moving. Scorpio. Scorpio. My moon's in Sagittarius. Sagittariuses are crazy, though, right?
No, they're just fiery and very
That's
energetic.
That's what I've heard,
and annoying.
They are so annoying.
To me, no. I'm just talking about my family members.
I'm a Sagittarius, too.
Oh, well, see, you're different. You're not a because you're not in my family. Yeah. Oh. But, see, I'm a Scorpio, so maybe we don't mesh like that. Is that it? Is it certain signs that don't blend and certain signs that do?
Well, I mean, in typical astrology, they try to say that, but I don't really subscribe fully to any one way to describe people. It's too small of a space.
Yes.
But it's just fun. It's like reading your horoscope. It's just fun to kind of look at and play around with. But for example, I'm an Aries, and Aries tend to be kind of pushy and over the top and very fiery and overachievers. And I have some of those qualities, but my rising, and you can look on your chart, Drew, and say, I think they call it ascending sign. It might be toward the bottom of the first list, but my rising, which is what people get from you when they first meet you, is in Cancer. So I'm Aries with that's fiery, but when I come across to people, I'm very watery and smooth and calm and comfortable. And then my moon is in Capricorn, which I get all my best ideas at night. I'm a business person. Things click for me. I think better at night. It's just, I line up perfectly with my trilogy. My Mercury, which is how you communicate with people, is in Aries, and I am pretty fiery with the way I communicate because Mercury is the planet of communication, and it's many things, but that being a big one, and you see where your sign is there, and that's how you communicate. Someone who has a water sign in their Mercury will be very fluid and cool with their speech. An air sign, maybe they'll be big and philosophy type, but fire signs tend to be direct, and that's what I am. So it's really fun to see where everyone's stuff is, and it's just entertainment, really, you know, at the end of the day for me.
Yeah. Not for me, though, because they really do annoy me, but not in real life. Not all of them, but, I mean, in my family, if you're a Sag, they don't like me, and I love them, but they get on my nerves. Sorry, Mom. Let's take a caller, and let's hear what they have to say, and then let's find out what their zodiac sign is. And where's the moon, and if this all is even relevant. Does that make sense? Does that sound like fun?
Sounds fun.
Okay, we have a caller who's been holding the longest from the 402 area code. Caller 402, what's your name?
Hi, this is Diane. Thank you very much for taking my call today.
Hi, Diane.
How
are you, Diane?
Good, thank you.
And what's your question or comment for today?
Okay,
yeah.
First, my question is, I was wondering what progress you might see in my life coming up in this next year. The last few years, I've been working pretty diligently on making some positive changes in my life, with the last year being an exception. I had some, you know, you make plans and then life interrupts, and I've had a couple of those in the last year. But just wondering if some of my hard work is going to start to pay off within this next year, basically. And my signs, if you need those, my sun sign is Aries and my moon sign is Scorpio.
Nice.
Oh.
I'm very nice. I admire that you know exactly what you're talking about. And you have already set a direction, set a goal and a direction on what you want to accomplish this year. And that's exactly what's happening. I definitely see that you, your hard work is in the process. I see it literally mean as of now, starting to show off for you. And I definitely see a lot more results coming this year. And there's going to be a big change through money coming with you. So there's a lot more security and independence that you gain from it. I do want to give a little warning. You have to be very cautious on who you are truly giving your time to. And this also could be for audience too. We become the five people we're around. This is a fact. We become the five people we're around. And so pay attention on who you are allowing in your present time a lot, because like attracts like at the end of the day. So if you're around a lot of people that's not progressing, then you're probably going to end up in the same energy as well. That's not to say, I feel that God is creating almost like a divine team of people around you. And that's kind of, you have to consider that almost like your home base in a sense. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does. I especially noticed that with the man I've been dating the last couple of years. I feel like we really connect and we're kind of on the same team in that regard. So I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Let more people
that's
in
it.
Like that.
Yeah, that's the relationships that needs to be the loudest, so to say, inside your life, because you don't want you have grown so much and you know how to keep negative energy away from you. This is just something you need to be aware of, because with success comes haters. That it goes hand in hand. It's the balance of life, the yin and yang, if you want to call it. So there's going to be haters, there's going to be negative energies, and you have to know how you cannot allow them to affect you. So you have to have a positive group of people. And I will say, I'm going to recommend something, Drew. I don't know if anyone here on the line has heard one of Drake's new songs that he dropped, and it's called God's Plan. And it's absolutely wonderful because it talks kind of about this energy that we're talking about.
Who
right
made
now.
That show? Who
Drake?
Made that song?
Drake dropped a new song that came out called God's Plan. It's a really awesome song,
All
too.
All right. Okay.
Jenny, what do you think?
Well, right away when you started talking, what is the caller's name? Is it Diane? I missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Diane.
Yes. Excellent. Your spirit guides came forward right away, and they were kind of, you know, they brought in the energy of a standing ovation or applause, because what they're saying is they want you to know that the energy you've been putting out is absolutely moving you. It's moving you into the direction you want to go. Like Jen said, you're very much in the process now, but you've also accomplished so much. So in the mix of the journey, just realize and step back and look and see where you've come and how far you've gone. And that will give you some more encouragement, because they're saying it's easy to get into the trap of, you know, I got to get better. I got to get better. I got to get better, and not enjoying where we're at and the process we're making at the moment. So they're saying congratulations and good luck type energy, you know, congratulations
mm-hmm.
on where you've gone and what you've done and the movements you've made. And then good luck in dispensing that into any energy or outlet that you like. They're saying listen to your soul. You know, they're showing you having some intuitive skills, empathy skills, things like this. They're bringing up the boyfriend here. They're showing the twin flame connection, the potential there, the fire there, the companionship. They're showing past lives that you've had with this gentleman, many. You guys did a lot of work together. They're showing in each one of those lives where you guys were, looks like married, were working together. Like you guys did, and it looks like some, you know, farming, agriculture kind of thing. They're even showing you guys in a vineyard growing these beautiful grapes and turning it into a good product. They're showing that you guys have this really good co-creating energy together. So brilliant. I'm so glad that you ran across a potential and in an old fling and to turn into a new fling. It's so fun. And your spirit guide is stepping forward and just saying, bring in the energy that you kind of create with him has definitely speeded up your manifestation skills. So you've always had them, they're always there, but when we're in a good space emotionally, psychologically, sexually, financially, we can excel quicker. It's just how it is. It's easier to move in those spaces. So they're just showing you well on your way. Absolutely. 2018 is going to bring in a lot of, they're showing the pentacle, and in the tarot deck, the pentacle means business and finance and money. They're showing lots of them. So this is going to be a financially productive year for you, but they're showing you're just as well in the non-physical, doing a lot of work with your energy, changing patterns or whatever it is that you're moving toward and shifting. But they're showing you doing that, dually, which is what we come here to do, manage the physical and then also leave time for the emotional or energetic or however you want to say it, spiritual. So they're just saying you're doing really, really well. You're moving perfectly. Enjoy the fruits that it brings along the way too.
Okay, that's great. Mm. Yeah, I have some of those days mm-hmm. where I think, okay, I've been working so hard, but is it going to pay off? You know, where you start to almost want to step back or just kind of take time off. So this really helps me to keep going forward with it.
And that's, it's going to do that. Any hardship, any tough goal, any, you know, distance in the future goal, it's going to, that's the process. It's like good versus evil all the time. And every dynamic, like the ego will get in there and start saying, well, you're not doing it like this. And you should be here. And this is a lot of work and you're not going to get anything from it. That's ego's job. But the heart's job is to say, you don't get to set the timeline. Things are moving if they don't even seem like they're moving. I'm feeling good in this space and keep pushing forward. All people experience this, especially artisan, empath types. Very often we get in a rut and it's just, you know, that's why healers are here, friends, meditation, hot baths, to kind of pull us out of that funk. Mm-hmm. And it happens. It's just part of life. And the strength comes in when we just keep pulling ourselves out. And again, be, mm-hmm. you know, be sure you're going in a direction you want to go. Don't just keep pulling yourself out and go out blindly or whatever. But it looks like you got a path, you got a pattern. You're going to dip down. It's part mm-hmm. of the nature of the existence. We are microcosms of the planet. The planet's crazy right now. It's shifting, actually physically burning down, flooding, political stuff. It is crazy, and we are going to be affected by that and kind of duplicate the ups and downs. So you're just, you know, just get the encouragement you need, take time off, take a break. Banksy, who is a brilliant artist who does graffiti-type stuff, says, we need to learn how to rest and not quit. I thought that was brilliant. I'm like, it's so easy. We burn ourselves out and just want to drop off. Well, take a break. That means you need a nap or a rest or whatever. So just continue doing what you do. Pull in your spirit guides. They're around. Again, you could get a massage. You could go for a walk. Just kind of get into that heady, ethereal place, and that will pull you out of the funk quicker.
Get out of the funk.
Okay. I will do that.
I like that. I like that. And also, going back to it, we are the five people that we hang around. So as we're working towards a goal, we don't want to work against ourselves. So I think that was really good information. I wrote that down, so I got to watch out. I need mm-hmm. to stop hanging around myself. No, I'm just kidding. So, Diane, we appreciate you calling in. I hope that was beneficial to you. Thank
very
you so
helpful.
Much.
Very helpful. I thank you all very, very much.
Okay,
thank
have
you.
A great day.
And, you know,
that was hi. That was awesome there.
And you know, too,
we also have,
it goes.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. I was going to say that connects to the five degree law of separation as well. So that's where everyone knows someone and everyone is separated by 5 degrees. It's called the Kevin Bacon theory. And I live by it personally myself. yeah, it's the five.
The
it's
Kevin
a, there,
Bacon.
There's an energy within five people. Yes, Kevin Bacon theory.
Yeah.
And they've done some amazing science things where they tested it and how within five people, everyone is somehow connected. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
And it goes and it's,
I've heard of that.
There's a fascinating. Mm-hmm. And then we have the five people we're around the most. I supervised at my daughter's school as they separated the kids in groups of five for a week at a time. And by midweek, they're all having lunch and they're all bringing the same lunch and it's not even planned. So it happens and you don't feel it.
Wow.
So being aware of it, you
I heard
more,
of 6
more
degrees
awareness
of separation
of,
and five.
Well, yeah,
five
and,
people.
And it could be 6. You know, there's always two stories, two sides. So it could be 5. It could be 5 and 6. I go by 5, but not to say 6 is wrong.
Yeah, we're all connected. So if you really get deep with it, we're all the same. We're all connected anyway. But that's
mm-hmm.
a whole nother topic right there.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to once again thank the listeners on Blog Talk Radio. Appreciate you guys. For those tuning in late, this is DPR Presents Psychic Sundays, free psychic readings and discussions. We talk about interesting topics, and we allow you the opportunity to talk to a psychic live for free today. And we also have a chat room. In our chat room, shout out to... what's her name? Crystal Bowles Gretna. And she had a
cool.
question. Yeah, she had a question for you ladies. So I'm going to relay that question to you. Quickly, I want to let you know that you can connect with Jennifer Green, Nashville's astrologer. You can visit her on Facebook at her website. Jen, what's your web address?
My website is Nashville's with an S, astrologer.com. Although my website is still in construction. I do have Facebook and Instagram, and there's a ton of information on there. Both of them is Nashville's Astrologer with S.
Nashville's
Or you can
S
give me a
Astrologer.
Nashville.
Jen Green.
Yes. Or you can give me a call at 615-944-9707. 615-944-9707. I do specialize in readings that are long distance as well as over the phone. So... I'd be more than happy to give you a reading.
Yeah, and you can give me a call, but I'm not going to give you my number because why would you want to call me? But we also have in the studio Jenny McDaniel. And let me see, Jenny McDaniel, veteran psychic, medium, healer, massage therapist, hypnotherapist, and more. And Jenny McDaniel can be reached in what way, Jenny?
You can find me on Facebook, Jenny McDaniel, J-E-N-N-I-E, McDaniel. Or you could email me at jenny.mcdaniel@gmail.com.
There you go. So now, before we take another caller, I did tell Gretna, Crystal Bowles Gretna, that I'd relay her question to you. So real briefly, I'm going to do my best Crystal Bowles Gretna voice as I relay this question to you. So... and can you guys can do this. You can give her a reading through chat with me relaying it, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. That is so cool. I love that. So I'm looking to see if I am switching my job or if I will get a promotion from the department I am in or if I'm going to do something totally different in the future. Thanks.
Take a look here and see what I can round up off the top of those questions. See, my spirit guides are stepping forward and they're wanting to talk about, first they're going to the potential job in the future, this different job, and they're saying the likelihood of that is high. So they're not giving me a ton of details about that, and rightfully so, we're still creating our future every day. But they're just giving me some impressions that you do well at your position, the likelihood of a promotion is there, even branching out to different places. They're showing all those potentials, but what they're really wanting to focus on is some level of passion energy that's going to be coming out more and more and more. And I don't know if this is going to end up being a side job or a full job, but it just looks like they're basically showing your sacral chakra was right at your belly button. It has everything to do with passion and creativity. They're just showing that getting stronger and stronger and growing. And you're probably doing some work to grow it, but it's just naturally the time to grow. It's the earth is very abundant with growth right now. It's just, it happens in chaos and shifting. So they're saying all those potentials exist with the promotion and, switching of job, but it's about, you steering where you want to go that can keep you the most satisfied until you can get to this place where there's this launch off in the next like 3 or 4 years where you're like, I don't know, it looks maybe like healing work or something of that nature. So, good luck with shaping and folding that and creating what you want out of it. They're saying you're a good manifester. You're a natural old soul, healer, teacher, seeker type. You've got a lot of past lives where you did a lot of herbology, so you would heal people with herbs. You've got this really wonderful teaching energy as well as kind and comfort energy. So they're just saying you're just a natural healer. So they see in the future you getting a little more into passion, whatever that is for you this lifetime. You could have healer energy and be a brilliant writer. You know, it's big. It's a big space to play.
Gretna says, right on.
Cool.
Wait, I forgot to use her voice. She said, right on. Okay.
Oh, that's what she said. Like.
I'm channeling my inner Gretna right now. I'm not, it's not official, something I'm working on. So I would like to ask Crystal Bowls Gretna, I'm just going to call you Gretna for short, what's your zodiac sign, if I can ask you that? She says she had a dream last night with her driving a school bus full of stuff. A school bus full of stuff.
That's representing many things there, as dreams and symbolism do. Kind of goes along with the reading I gave her, where kind of packing things up and heading out, you know, trying something new, moving location, shifting the location or the root chakra. It's cool. Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what we're going to do right now, Jen Green, did you want to add anything to that? And she is a Libra. Rising sun is Leo.
Thank you.
Jane, are you still with us?
Listen,
there she is.
I am still here. I've been listening in. And it shows inside the way how she expressed her question. She definitely knows.
Rising sign is Leo.
Without a doubt. Rising sign.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
She knows the way how she asked her question, how she explained it. She knows exactly that she wants a change in her life. Without a doubt. And her energy that is definitely that she's a go-getter, because she even had options in it. So you're definitely on your way to making good changes. Make your changes for what makes you feel happy. You have to remember that our most strongest decisions come from our gut. We feel it in our gut. It's our intuition. The Greeks believed that the most important part of our stomach was in our gut. Go with your gut feelings. Don't go where you, and you have to remember something. 2018 is the golden year. One important lesson: you have to be comfortable in the uncomfortable. So if something is uncomfortable and it's challenging, that's probably what you actually need to consider, something to learn and grow with. So that's how I read your question. I hope it touches your heart. And that goes to anyone listening. I try to do my most when, instead of just reading for the individual, I've had to read for a lot of groups at a time. So if I can reach out a universal message to help someone in that kind of situation, then that answers your question too. So that's for all the people who are not able to get into the show and call in.
Well, that's cool, because Gretna says yes with about 27 S's. So there we go. Yeah. She did that. She probably meant to type that I did a great job of impersonating her but she didn't get to that yet. So right now we're at 5:34, and I would just like to remind the listeners that, you know, we have a nice lineup of callers waiting to get in, and we're going to get you guys in. But also to let you know that we're here every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern time. That's 4 Central and 3 Mountain and 2 Pacific. And the number is always 424-258-9300. If you didn't catch our entire show, no worries. All you have to do is download an app on your computer, your phone, and type in DPR Presents. And you can listen to all our past shows. Because our shows are full of good information. Like Jen said, the reading may not be directly to you talking on the phone, but a lot of times it resonates with you, and it's like, oh, my God, that makes sense. So, you know, it's almost like a webinar. It's like a Jen TED Talks with no TED, just Jen's. So isn't that cool? Let's take another call, and then let's go back to our topic of the moon. Is that okay with you ladies?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Let's grab this caller who's been waiting a whopping 48.2 minutes to talk to you, ladies. Caller from area code 256. Area code 256. You are live with Jen Green and Jenny McDaniel. How are you? What's your name?
I'm fine. My name is Tisha.
What is it?
My name is Tisha.
Tisha.
Tisha. Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hey.
And what's your question today, Keisha?
I was wondering, do you see me getting a job soon? And if possibly tell me what kind of job it would be.
Let's take a look here. And do you want to go first, Jen?
Yeah, I feel something that I just want to go ahead and say it because I feel it. First of all, you are blessed with a very strong energy amount of patience. And your patience will very soon pay off because I could tell through your spirit, you're naturally a nurturer. You like to enjoy working with your hands. So you have to be in the field of helping someone. And I feel it's on a hands-on, actually. Anything in medical is good for you. Anything in teaching, counseling, psychology, that's helping people in that form will be good for you. It looks like you've done this your whole entire life.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely some school ahead of you, and you need to say yes to it. And you're going to do good in it. And that's going to set you a foundation of what you need. And it's all worth the past. Thank you, Keisha.
Oh, thank you.
Let's take a look here. They're having me... they're having me do some energy work on you really quickly because this is going to help propel you into a space of more confidence and excitement, which always brings in a better product at the end of the day. So what they're having me do is have you focus on your heart chakra. It's in the center of the chest. It's green. It's a circle. It's a spinning wheel of light. It's not a physical thing. It's a frequency thing, and they're just having me go in there and move some energy around. It looks like just the typical energies. This is not just for you. This could be for everyone listening too. We all hold guilt and stress and anxiety and fear in our hearts, and I'm just pulling out some of these non-pleasant energies, and I'm replacing them with hope, excitement, and curiosity. So I'm just kind of continuing to pull out a little resentment, a little, you know, attachment, a little, it looks like... just kind of like, just to kind of look a lower vibration energy, no big deal. Everyone carries it. It's why we do what we do here in the energy field. We move the energy and help people visualize it and help them understand how beneficial it is, just like anyone doing any job in the healing field, which Jen very clearly stated you're natural at, which I see as well, old soul empath type. So I'm just moving the energy and I'm replacing it, and it's going to go down to your center of your stomach there, and that's a yellow chakra, and it's a solar plexus. And has everything to do with your confidence and will and the projection of your energy and yourself. So I'm just going to stir that and see what pops out. Because they're saying, they're showing past lives and they're showing this life too a little bit. So you be the determiner if this is truth to you, but they're just showing you just have mushed through a lot of situations, and they're showing kind of your adrenal and your nervous system being a little bit taxed, as everyone's is almost on this planet. Yep. So I'm just going into that adrenal system, and I'm pushing the energy out. It looks like it's just overworked. Fight or flight comes in too often. That pushes the cortisol. It stresses us out. It makes us not want to move and go toward these dreams and these movements. So what they're saying is, we're just kind of pushing the energy out and putting new back in, just getting it flushed and going like you would maintenance a car, so to speak. And so they're just having me move that energy, and they're having me kind of coat your nervous system so that you can come in with, you know, you can hold your emotions better and handle stuff better. It's just, it's good for everyone. So they're just having me flush out your nervous system there, because they're saying this will help project better energy out of you so that you can manifest these jobs and positions. So you absolutely have got the healer backdrop, but they're saying there may be some schooling, like Jen said, you'd be the determiner, and this could propel you into a different space, but they're speaking about right now. And they're saying just kind of put the feelers out and keep moving the energy and keep showing up for it, because that's the type of incarnation we've chose this lifetime. It's, you have the thought, you put the projection out, and you back it up with your feet, literally, like going to, you know, I don't know, putting in resumes or going to an interview or things like this. So they're saying just push this energy, and it's a matter of time before something pops up. It might not be your forever job, but they're saying they're showing these steps that you're going into, and it very likely could, like Jen said, lead into some schooling to branch you out into a different situation. But they're saying follow your heart. While you're in this temporary job, start looking at what sparks your soul, what makes you excited. Do books, do movies, do, you know, a nursing situation, a lawyer situation, anything. It could be anything. Just allow yourself to dream and open that up, because then you're telling the universe you're ready to play ball, right? You're flexible, you're feeling, you're moving, you're taking the responsibility and doing the footwork. So just allow yourself in these temporary spaces that you'll be getting in. I'm sure you need some income at some point, it's soon, you know, like we all do, and it'll be, you know, you can get into something temporary and keep that in your mind and say, this isn't forever, and it's going to build me into the next space, because we all have to go through these steps. It's just how it is. So they're just saying keep you know, imagining your heart chakra and your solar plexus chakra, and just kind of maybe even go over what we went over as far as flushing it, imagining it being flushed, imagining it being clear, putting in the good energy, taking out the negative. And if you do that every once in a while, you know, it only takes a few minutes, that will help keep that engine running to propel you into these spaces that are so very much in your reach.
Okay. Sounds good.
Wow. That sounded really encouraging. I heard a bunch of okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now I just have the final question, Keisha. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm an Aquarius.
Aquarius, yeah.
See, good. You didn't say Sagittarius.
You got it out for Sagittarius, which is funny because it's your moon sign, Drew. A little karma there, I might say.
Yeah. I would have said. I'll take
so I
all
come
that
across
you
as
said
a Sagittarius?
And...
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Sagittarius would have been
just
like,
want to make sure.
No, I don't agree. I don't agree. That's not good enough. No. You're wrong. No, but you know what's funny? Okay, Keisha, we appreciate you. I hope that was beneficial for you. Yes?
Yes. God bless you. Yes, yes, sirs and ma'am. All right. You guys have a
great
week.
We appreciate you. Thank you. Have a great week. That was Keisha, and that was a great one. What's funny, not funny, is that Mandy Elam is a Sagittarius, and Jen Green, you're a Sagittarius?
I am a Sagittarius. I will say I am on the cusp of Sagittarius and Capricorn. Still makes me Sagittarius.
It just shows that I have to evolve and expand my learning, my understanding, because you guys are both awesome. And I probably met bunches of Sagittarius. Yeah.
Mandy just messaged and was like, that's not true. I'm awesome. I got it through my phone here.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm wrong. I apologize to all Sagittariuses except the ones that are not that cool and awesome. But I do. Yeah. Sagittarius have been. You guys just rewrote the whole story. I had a few bad experiences, and look at me. I just wanted to lump it onto everyone. And that's not true. So I'm sorry. So let's we have a couple more callers. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to say
it's
definitely time, and that's for everyone's awareness. One of the things I do is astrology, but at this point in time, it is people need to go back to the very first form of energy. So it's about how does people feel, the energy you feel off of people, not even, and I'm an astrologer and I'm saying this, not to really go by just signs, because that's just one piece of the connection.
Right.
So go how you feel. Use your gut instinct on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just was such a coincidence. It was like growing up, the two people that gave me the most hard time of all just happened to both be the same sign. And that's just a coincidence. Yeah.
I kind of would almost love to hear that. I'm sorry, Jenny. Go ahead.
It would take a week to tell the story, and we'd all be crying. So forget about it.
I've grown up around a lot of Virgos, and they just gave me crap all the time, and they were like micromanagers. And so now whenever I meet a Virgo, I stiffen up a little bit, and I think they call that spiritual post-traumatic stress disorder, where you start to associate groups and, you know, have a preconceived notion or judgment of them. And, of course, I've met many Virgos since then that aren't over the top. But let me tell you, a lot of them are. They're very orderly. In my personal life, I'm, you know, orderly, but not to the extent that most of them like to play in. So it's, you have a couple signs where you might butt heads a little bit with them. And just so brilliantly, like you did, you're like, oh, I can't clump them all together. I'll, you know, it was interesting or a coincidence that I was around so many of them. And this is what I felt like. It's good. Good growing, Drew.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, those stereotypes. Go ahead, Jen, because you got the delay, so you have to talk when you talk.
I was just going to ask, how many callers did we have on hold so they could at least have their experience? Maybe we can squeeze them in our time before we end our show.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I got to find it. I have so much stuff going on, you know, because I'm not on video, so I can do 200 things without brushing my hair first and no one's looking at me. Mm-hmm. We have one caller holding, and we have 13 minutes to go. So let's take 5 minutes to do this quick exercise, and then let's grab that caller before we wrap it up. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Okay.
Let's go.
So the astrological stereotypes, there are those... You know, I don't know how they end up getting these reputations, but certain signs have certain reputations. How true is it? And what have you guys heard about Scorpios? I'm a Scorpio. I'll volunteer. So Scorpios, besides they're really awesome, what's their reputation or
well,
the stereotype?
My husband's sign that he has issues with is Scorpio, and he doesn't have issues with most of them, but if he talks about a zodiac sign, he'll be like, these Scorpios, they're really like internal, and if, you know, and they have like a nice sting about them if you get too close, and that's the Scorpion, right? So I was like, oh, they kind of carry through some characteristics, and again, this is not a blanket statement, but Scorpios do tend to be pretty intense. Out of all the water signs, they're definitely the most intense. Cancers are very calm and nurturing and motherly. Pisces are very psychic and can go into these really interesting ethereal places. And Scorpio, the other water sign, tends to carry some of the characteristics that I find in the other water signs, but they're much more edgy. They got a sting to them. So I think that's a good blend, because sometimes water signs, they can go too far into their feelings, and there is such a thing of that. So I appreciate the Scorpios, but they do get a little bit of a rap, the Scorpio.
Yeah, and Mandy Elam in the chat says that she has a hard time with Taurus and Scorpios. So Scorpios, strike two. Strike two for Scorpios. What do you say, Jen?
With Scorpios, Scorpios are naturally very strong, independent people. And Scorpios is definitely one of the most determined mindsets of the zodiac, because they have a stinger. It's naturally inside their nature. You don't want to get on they do have a bad temper. You don't want to get on their bad side. And that is what a lot of people, but Scorpio more than the rest. Scorpio's energy is in the human body covers in the part of the genital area. So they are very sensual people. They do have a lot of sexual energy. Mm-hmm. They're very good at flirting. They don't even have to try. It happens. People, Scorpio is sexy. And that compliments that.
Guess who else is a Scorpio? You mentioned earlier they dropped a new song, Drake.
Really?
Scorpio, I looked it up.
Oh, there you go. I knew
I didn't like him for a reason. Yeah, I don't care for his music much. But, so that's good. And I agree. Capricorns are awesome. I really love Capricorns. I think Tauruses and Leos and Sagittariuses are the most difficult for me. But I think with people, we evolve. So there's a higher and lower version of us. And then there's, with the zodiac signs, isn't it the same way? Like, these are some of the not so flattering tendencies. And there's the stronger, more positive qualities. And I like to think that I have evolved because I'm not so like I used to be. I used to be the temper person and stuff. Now I'm more open and flowing. I'm more Capricorn now.
Yay!
Capricorn's good.
Yeah. What's your sign, Jenny?
I'm an Aries, and it's a fire sign, and it is the ram for symbolism. And we do tend to be pretty stubborn and intense and fiery. The other one that's super, super stubborn, which I would imagine is why people kind of literally butt heads with them and metaphorically and symbolically, are the Taurians, the Taurus. They're earth signs, so they tend to move at a little bit different pace, and they are wildly stubborn, and they're not hateful about it. They just have their mindset, and that's what they like, and, you know, maybe not as psychologically flexible as some of the maybe air signs or something like that. So
everybody loves Aries. Aries are the most coolest ever.
Well, I think so, but I'm biased, you know?
Yeah, I'm biased too. I think no matter what your sign is, if your name is Jenny or Mandy or any name that your parents gave you, I think that makes you automatically like super cool. You have
True.
The potential
Absolutely.
To be so awesome. Oh, you have, and it
yes.
comes naturally. So just keep doing what you're doing. So, what else was I going to say? Oh, anything else you guys wanted to say about that before we take this last caller with 8 minutes to go? Because we have to end on time today.
We can take the caller if you're ready, Drew.
Okay. I wasn't expecting that. But here we are with our final caller. And once again, don't forget, we're here every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 4 Central, and it's whatever it is, wherever you are. And you can visit us right here, DPR Presents, on Blog Talk Radio. So, and download the app, DPR Presents, on any app on your phone. You pick an app, a podcasting app, and you punch in our numbers, and you can listen to our show, and we would love to have you. And you can catch up with these ladies. Jen Green, Nashville's Astrologer. You can check her out on Facebook, Nashville's Astrologer. Jenny McDaniel, Facebook, Jenny McDaniel, or jenny.mcdaniel@gmail.com. And all that information is posted on our show page, blogtalkradio.com/DPR Presents. And it gives you all links to all their contact information. And if you'd like to contact me, there's a link for that. The Lord knows why you would want to talk to me. Because I'm a Scorpio. So anyway, our final caller, 575 area code. What's your name? What are you calling about? And what's your zodiac sign, if I can be curious?
Hey, is this me?
This is Holly.
And I am an Aries, so I tuned in just in time to hear Drew admit that Aries are the best.
There you go.
I changed my mind. They're better than the best.
Oh, good.
And of course, hi, Jenny and Jenny.
Hi there,
Jenny and Jen. Yes, how are you doing? Yeah,
I'm good. It's just such a great show. I've been enjoying it, and I'm just so surprised that I got in. But it's sure like a little bit of a reading. I sure have some lots of stuff going on. I'd sure like a little insight.
Okay. What do you got? What's on your mind? What's coming up for you?
Oh gosh. just, you know, barriers coming down and, you know, signs that I need to move forward. And you know, I think I'm just seeking a little confirmation for that. I got awfully comfortable the last 2 years in my, you know, indecisiveness and just roosting like we all were a bit.
So you kind of feel hard for you to make decisions.
Oh, well, that decisions weren't even, you know, part of it at those stages.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I just feel
ready
things
to
opening
make decisions.
Up. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Or the universe is making them at this point, which is what I was counting on.
Yes, and you have, but you also have to comply. The universe will comply with you. So whatever energy you put out is one that's attracting it. So you're ready for change. But before you can make a change, you have to have the decision, make the change. And now is the time you're ready to make decisions. And I want to remind you of something. When people make a decision and they start feeling anxiety and they start feeling stress, or maybe they start feeling actually queasy or maybe even sick, that's because it's a life-changing decision. It's a life-changing decision. It's like buying a new car. We're getting married. It's a life-changing decision. That's just for you to know that you're alive. Everything is going to be okay, but this is a big change. And I just feel I stepped in because I felt I was compelled that I needed to tell you, there is no more bad decisions ahead of you. You're going to make good decisions. Just listen to your gut and have faith in God because it's going to be good.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I hope you take
it
to your heart.
Thank you, ladies, so much. What a great show. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. All that was quicker than I imagined it would be. Appreciate you, Holly. And she's an Aries.
Thank you.
And so we still have 4 whole minutes. So let's do something for 4 minutes. Maybe we can sing Kumbaya. What would you ladies like to do with our final 4 minutes? You want me to read you?
Sure.
Yes.
Do that. That'd be nice. That'd be fun.
Okay. So I'm not a psychic, so anything I say can and will be used against me. I don't know something. Disclaimer. But let me see. So Jen Green, you seem to be just so soul driven, like this is your purpose and you're doing it and you're on a path and it's just going to continue to unfold as it should. You seem to be really rooted in, you know, things are the way they are, they should be, and being, you know, connected to God and, you know, with all that, with doing what you got to do and knowing what you know, you're very intelligent and talented. It's like, how can you go wrong, you know? So everything just is going to continue to unfold as it should because you're on the path. You're like a rocket. And I give you 2 thumbs up because you're an awesome person as well. How about that?
Brilliant reading, Drew.
Oh, that'll be $3.
That completely,
and,
that completely
not bad.
Touched
worth it.
My heart. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm so complimentary. And Jenny McDaniel, Jenny, you're such a you're like a, I see an octopus, like like a social, your personality is like an octopus. It's like you just have so many arms and you can touch and connect with so many people, and you're just a force. And it's like networking, it's like doors opening, it's like the path continues to be illuminated and you continue to just uncover and discover and become and evolve and have everything that your heart desires because you were born for this many times and you're talented and beautiful and so giving and such a wonderful person. And you're an Aries, come on now. So I give you 2 thumbs up too. How about that? Uh-oh, I traumatized Jenny.
You traumatized her in silence, Drew.
I know. Her phone,
she loved it
her
so
phone
much,
could
she's
even
silent.
Take that. She
no.
said, oh, no, I can't handle that.
I thought
that.
It was absolutely beautiful. I thought it was, that
I
was
liked
absolutely
it.
Beautiful.
I liked it a lot. Yeah, I liked it
I'm
a lot.
I'm
going to
go back and listen to mine again. I'm going to keep mine. I love it.
I'm gonna learn to because my moon is in Sagittarius, so I'm gonna reevaluate my relationships with the different zodiac signs and be less judgmental and remember that everybody's everybody, and they're all doing the best they can with what they got. So I appreciate you and everything that you do, Jen. And on behalf of Jenny McDaniel, who is not with us right now, I'm going to go ahead and invite everyone to tune in next Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern. I'm Drew Pillow, and we are out of here. Have a great week, Jenny.
Thank you.
Or Jen, Jennifer.
Good night.
All right.
I'll take all of them.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. So let's spend it living and not just going through the motions. Sometimes we need to take a fresh new look at things in order to expand our horizons. This is Spiritual Awakenings, the show that shines a light on your pathway, leading you to a more fulfilled life. I'm your host, Drew Pillow. Join me.